Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my Q broadcast for Wednesday, November 27th. Those of you following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub. I like qanon.news/Q. They've got some good features on that website if you want to check it out. Android apps, you can get Q drops on Qmap, Q alerts, and Q drops. My theme for this broadcast is future trip code verification. Going to talk a little bit about trip codes for people who don't know much about them. Since he returned from a 3-month absence, some people have wondered if the same person posting on 8kun, who is the same person who posted on 8chan as Q. There are a lot of ways in which Q can verify his identity without showing us his driver's license or passport. When Q first began posting on 4chan on October 28th of 2017, his posts looked exactly like every other post from Anon, and you could not tell which one was a Q post because Q wasn't using a trip code and Q did not sign his post at that time. In, let's see, November 4th, the day of the arrest of the Saudi princes, that was the first time Q began signing his post. He signed it with a single letter Q. Then on November 9th, Q began using a trip code. So most people who post on 4chan and 8chan prefer to remain anonymous. You can use a unique identifier, a trip code. It's essentially a password, and it also provides a coded combination of letters, numbers, and symbols to give you a unique identity, but still leaves you anonymous. All right, so some people post with a trip code. Board owners and moderators will post with trip codes. Some anons will post in using a trip code, but it's actually considered bad etiquette if you use a trip code and you don't have a reason to. Q, because of the sensitive nature of his mission, has always used a trip code that we can recognize, and Q has used a number of trip codes during his 2 years on the boards. I'm aware of at least 9 or 10 trip code changes that I've been keeping track of. Now, here's an example. On August 5th, 2018, Q needed to change his trip code. He'll always alert us ahead of time before he's going to change his trip code. Trip update is coming or something like that. And then he'll confirm that he has changed his trip code, and you'll see there's two different codes here. This series of letters, numbers, and symbols is the trip code. All right. Ron Watkins, who's the administrator of 8chan, 8kun, told us that trip codes will work both on 8chan and 8kun. So people who were concerned about Q's trip code when he moved over to 8kun, no reason to be concerned about that. All right. But Q's mission is so important that redundant positive identification is necessary from his perspective, even if it's not necessary from our perspective. And for that reason, Q has devised various other ways to prove his identity if it ever came into question. So on November 9th, 2017, the same day that Q started using the trip code, Q posted this picture, and it looks like a picture from an airplane, kind of at sunset, overcast sky. All right. Some people took that to be a photo taken from Air Force One. Now, we don't have any objective way to prove that, but that's what people believed at the time. A lot of Q followers thought, that's kind of evidence that Q's on Air Force One. The president was in Asia at the time. All right. In May of 2018, several people, including Jerome Corsi, who was a leading Q researcher at the time, claimed that the person posting at Q at that time was not the same Q who posted in November of 2017. They said they believed that Q was legit in November, but in May, they were saying that Q had been compromised. So on May 22nd, Q posted a second photo, very much like the photo that was posted in November. Looks like they were taken a couple of seconds apart. There's just a little bit of difference in them. And Anon figured out the Air Force One pics from the same set, proof that the Q posting in May was the same Q back in November. Q said identity reconfirmed versus the November 9th pictures were in a sequence. Attacks were anticipated. Coordinated, right? So Q anticipated, knew ahead of time that people would be attacking and accusing him of not being the same Q. So on the 24th of November, Q posted this, future trip, in parentheses, C, re-verify. So Q is going to re-verify his identity and his trip code through, I'm guessing, photos of a notebook, pen, watch, and desk. A non-interaction coming soon. So since his return, Q has not interacted with Anons. Some of you might have noticed that. Q is just posting his own images, his own messages, but is not interacting with Anons. And actually, I don't know that he's posted any images, but part of the reason is because images, it's been difficult to upload images to the board. But I think another reason is that Q wants to offer proof to us before he interacts with Anons. So what can we expect in the way of future proofs? Well, on January 6th, 2018, when the president was at Camp David, Q posted this photo. It is believed that the desk is a desk at Camp David and that this is the president's pen. So we could see a pen and desk. In the past, Q has used watches to set up proofs, a couple of different watches with different times and dates, and then you get a proof that comes from them. Well, we still have a watch proof that has not yet been fulfilled. And on March 27th of this year, Q set up two watches, marker one and marker two, and said, shall we do another watch proof? So we're waiting for that one to be fulfilled. There was also a question of reflections in the bezel and the glass of the watch. We may see something interesting come from that. And of course, we might also see one of these executive orders with the folder that Q has used in the past. So I think we're just going to see some more proofs coming in the near future. As those come out, I'll keep you updated on them. All right, we're going to switch gears here. This is a tweet from General Flynn from November 4th, 2016. It's about spirit cooking, never Hillary, the hashtags during the swamp. New York PD ready to make arrests in the Wiener case. All right. So Q posted a link to General Flynn's tweet. Was Flynn targeted and silenced, gagged for a reason? Pain coming, Q. So the article that General Flynn linked to is an interview with Eric Prince. And Q has told us in the past that, along with General Flynn, Eric Prince is one of the few people who knows where the bodies are buried. All right, so I think Q has also said Rudy Giuliani knows where the bodies are buried. There's like three or four people, like Trump, Giuliani, Prince, and General Flynn, I think are the four people that Q has alluded to knowing about the crimes of the bad people. So the Breitbart article that General Flynn posted was based on an interview with Eric Prince, who said he had insider information about the New York PD's investigation into Anthony Weiner and his laptop. Now, Prince said NYPD found compromising information on Weiner's laptop, including evidence of money laundering and sex crimes. He also said that he was told that the New York Police Department was getting a lot of pressure from the FBI and Department of Justice. And NYPD said, we're going to go public with this if you don't reopen the investigation and don't do the right thing. There have been several different articles that have looked into the allegations that the Justice Department, including Loretta Lynch and Andrew McCabe, pushed back pretty hard and threatened to charge an NYPD police officer in the death of Eric Garner if NYPD didn't back off of this case. So there was a struggle going on between FBI, Department of Justice, and NYPD. NYPD wanted the truth to come out. DOJ and FBI were doing everything they could to silence this case. Now, Q has been suggesting that this is going to be blowing up here pretty soon. This is an article on the Epoch Times that has a little bit of information about the DOJ and the FBI reaction. Again, and some of this information is actually found in the Inspector General report from last year on how the FBI handled Hillary's email investigation. If you're interested, Tracy Beans did a deep dive on that. You can go to her thread and find that. It's linked on tweet number 30 on my thread, my most recent thread. All right, so shifting gears again. Incarcerated ET, our friend on Twitter was cued for this thread, which shows the hypocrisy and dishonesty of the mainstream media. So there's all these screen caps of different mainstream media stories where they'll say something nice about someone like Hillary. DNC fashion, Hillary Clinton looked presidential in all white pantsuit, right? So Melania wears all white, but Melania Trump's RNC fashion, a scary statement. There's just all this hypocrisy between different stories that the media will write. Same media outlets write very different opposing views depending on what they need to write at the time. So Q posted a link to incarcerated ET's status. Enemy of the people, mainstream media. You are the news now. Facts matter. Q. All right. I'm picking up some memes from the board again. I'm glad to see the Anons are on there posting. All right. Ron, Code Monkey, posted this. Board creation is available now. He left a link to it. Q posted new board created, pending approval from Code Monkey. The new board name is Project DCOMS, and that Project DCOMS is live. It's been approved. Code Monkey set it up. I assume that is going to be the read-only board to replace Patriot's Fight. Patriot's Fight was not migrated. Actually, Q deleted all the posts off of Patriot's Fight before 8chan went down. Right. So the Anon said, "Patriots fight. Patriots win." Good to see you, Q. This is a screenshot of Project DCOMS. for some reason, Twitter blanked out this tweet so nobody could read it. I had to post a screenshot on another tweet later on without the link. I think they don't like anything that's linked to 8QAnon on Twitter. They're keeping it so they can't see it. All right, shifting gears. Q posted a link to this photo. MEGA, Make Iran Great Again, restart. Loves Q, thanks Q. Restart will make Iran great again. I think restart is a movement in Iran to get rid of the corrupt mullahs. Q said, "We stand united. Where we go one, we go all. National security. P upload one dot V1." So this is not a photo that somebody posted on Twitter. This is a photo that Q apparently uploaded. Got a hold of somebody's photo from somewhere, I'm not sure where, off their camera, off their phone, off their social media account. I don't know. They just grabbed it. The Q team grabbed it and put it up there. There's another one coming up here in just a second. People of Iran deserve freedom. This one, same story. So this, I think, is in China. And Q, Great Awakening. We stand united. Where we go one, we go all. National security at NatSec. P upload to V1. So apparently another photo that Q and the team got a hold of and just uploaded it. Don't know where it came from, but pretty interesting. Q posted a collage of media articles about Q and Q followers, all of them being negative. And then there's this screen cap from a CIA memo over here on the right side. You can find a high resolution image. It's just a lot of screenshots of various articles the mainstream media has written about Q over the last 2 years. The smaller image, one here on the right, is actually taken from the CIA. It's a declassified document. Several letters and memos in a chain between then Director Casey of the CIA and a few other people. One of them was Intelligence Community Inspector General. And they're talking about the problem with leaked information that is coming out of the agency and is being published by the press, and this little war that the CIA was having with the media. And number five is the part that was highlighted that Q pointed out. The agency's posture toward the media is basically defensive, reactive, and tongue-tied. What we say is no comment. This is whenever something is leaked to the media. That disclosure was wrong and outrageous. Next, we wring our hands, send emissaries out to brief key people in administration and Congress and correct the record, then hunker back waiting for the next blow. Maybe it's time for an offense as well as a defense in an attempt to get things in better balance. there were some personal thoughts as to do's and don'ts on this score. So this is a just one part of a I think it's a 5 or 6 part memo. All right, and I'm not sure exactly what Q is getting at with regard to the CIA and the press leaking their stories and the anti-Q pieces by the media. There's a connection there, but my tiny little brain has not been able to make that connection yet. Right. So, again, just a screen cap from the Project Decoms. I think this may become more than a read-only board, I suspect. Knowing Q, knowing how military planning works, I think they've got some big plans for this board. We'll see how it shakes out in the future. Q posted a link, or sorry, picture, this flag, and we have all these acronyms over here. AFIA, AIA, DIA, ESC. All right, so you see all these various acronyms. To the best that I was able to decode them, Air Force Intelligence Agency, Army Intelligence Agency, Defense Intelligence Agency, Electronic Security Command, which is an Air Force attachment, Intelligence and Threat Analysis Center, U.S. Army, Naval Ops Intelligence Center, National Photo Interpretation Center, started out as a joint venture between the CIA and the Defense Department, and is actually got incorporated into the National Geospatial Agency. And then NSA, National Research, National Security Agency, and SRD, I believe, a Special Research Detachment, which is a U.S. Army Intelligence Unit. Nearly all of which are military intelligence, or they help military intelligence. And one of the Anons said, now that is a squad. That is correct. Q's operation is the greatest military intelligence operation of our time. And, all right, let's see. So, Jarmo Elkman tweeted this out. Q broke the Finnish Twitter that a couple of days ago, I think it was on the 24th, Q tweeted out a link to Jarmo's, they had a meeting with various Anons from Finland, and he got tweeted out, and he says that the tweet was dropped, tweet that was dropped was most popular last week, and the second, third, and fourth most popular hashtags were QAnon, Where We Go One, We Go All, and Great Awakening. So, awakening is coming. All right. We've got this post from Q. There are links to 4 articles. And Q wrote this. D's, Dems, in brackets. Internal infiltration issues with protecting national security. Are they deliberate? Do you believe in coincidences? So we've got a number of scandals here with Democrats in the House and in the Senate who are having problems with being infiltrated or being infiltrators and compromising national security. Q's asking, is this intentional or deliberate? Dianne Feinstein, Chinese spy insert for more than 20 years, linked to an article where the president was mocking Dianne Feinstein for not knowing that she had a spy. Q wrote, Awan IT scandal. There's a link to a news article there. Ilhan Omar, paid foreign agent. Clinton, Hillary Clinton and the server, China relay. And then Q wrote, Valerie Jarrett, VJ in brackets, direct relay, Iran, pre and post Iran deal, future marker. Same thing with John Kerry, also in brackets, direct relay, Iran, pre and post Iran deal, future marker. If known, why is it allowed to happen? If known, will there be justice? It's only a matter of time, Q. So, link to an article where the president was making fun of Dianne Feinstein for not knowing about her Chinese spy. Another article here about the Awan brothers. Everyone think that would turn into a nothing burger and he got off on a plea deal, Imran Awan. That is not the case. These people are going to be prosecuted to the fullest. You just wait. That's my prediction. Ilhan Omar, articles recently coming out saying that she has been accused by a Canadian businessman who testified about a civil case in Florida, and he said that he was approached to recruit various people to work in government on behalf of nations like Qatar. He says Omar is a paid agent of the government of Qatar who is using her position in Congress to access sensitive information on behalf of Iran, actually. So that story has been out in a couple of different news sites. Then Q's last link here is to a report from Louis Gohmert about Hillary Clinton's emails being forwarded to China. All right. And the question here is, did the State Department and Obama not know that China had access to her emails? I think they did. Q has actually suggested that they were paying to get access to her emails. So these people are all going to face severe punishment. Treason, espionage, subversion, sedition, call it what you want. A lot of different criminal codes for that. All right. Q wrote this: sometimes a good movie can provide a lot of truth and or background. Official secrets, relevant today. Enjoy the show. So Q posted a link to, not the link, but the movie Official Secrets. It's a true story of a British intelligence whistleblower who, during the run-up to the 2003 Iraq invasion, leaked a top-secret NSA memo exposing a joint U.S.-UK illegal spying operation against members of the UN Security Council. They actually attempted to blackmail members of the National Security Council into voting in favor of an invasion of Iraq. It failed, and Bush decided he didn't need UN's support, so he invaded Iraq anyway. Now, based on a true story. So you might want to check that out, because it could give some good background for some of these Spygate things that we're going to be seeing here in the next few months. All right. Q posted a link to a YouTube video. Oh my gosh, I saw this and I just about laughed my head off. All right, so link to a YouTube video. Russian bots, why are the biggest media companies in the world continually attacking if we are simply a conspiracy LARP? Who controls the media? Six companies. Who controls the six companies? Logical thinking, Q. The puppet masters are in control. All right, so this video, check it out. Suspected bots push conspiracy theories. So the deep state and the fake news industrial complex are once again terrified about our effectiveness on social media, and we are all going to be called Russian bots for the next year prior to the 2020 election. They're again insisting that Russia is trying to hack the election. Russia's got a bunch of bots going on. Russia's pushing hashtags that are popular. CBS claims that the Twitter hashtags impeach. This is all during the impeachment hearing. They noticed that impeachment hearing, MAGA, where we go one, we go all, QAnon and Hunter Biden, hashtags trended very highly. And CBS says Russian bots are behind it. So that is what we're going to be in for. They cannot stand what we're doing. They can't stand that we're winning. And get used to being called a Russian bot. All right, that is all I have for you. That gets us caught up with Q. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Please keep the president in prayer between now and January 1st. I think we're entering a stage of the operation. The closer we get to the bad people being prosecuted, I think the more danger the president is going to be in. So I'm just asking that everyone keep the president in prayer daily for the next month or two. Love you all. Take care. Catch you on the next broadcast.